project that
a big part, almost a central part of my business plan.
Is, you know, being over. Over.
Mm-hmm. You have more letters after your name than I do. Yeah, we a big part of the almost the prime directive is that we. We donate a decent amount, probably too large amount, but we donate a decent amount to nonprofits.
I want to,
yeah, both in time and in resources.
So I was directed by Kim to talk to the guy with Tony Cardinal's office.
Bravo. Do we have an extra agenda for the secretary here? Let me. Are we done?
I might need some help from you guys.
So I'll come to
you. Okay. Great.
Could a laundromat be of service to your organization?
I would have.
I know it takes some creativity. Hey, I like the look. I like the look.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun. It's useful.
Yeah.
No, I'm here just to serve.
It's always.
Hello. I'm well.
Oh, right.
Thank you.
The secretary needs one, Mr. Brezzi.
Okay.
We do have not in that nice, but we have other companies. We are an affordable housing facility.
Actually, we hang up that.
Downtown LA.
I have a laundry bank.
Sure. I would have to really think.
You know, that's the real work. That's your real work. It's not. Anybody can say, hey, donor, give me a million. Hey, needy person, here's a million. That's not the creativity part. That's not really the money. I don't know what your role is.
Yeah, I'm
going
to get in a laundry
mat. Whether or not they have to donate.
Hello. George, 10 after 7. I know. That's right.
Ready to go.
I like it. I like it. Keep with it.
And enroll.
How come we're not on that block?
I mean, if there's some way I could serve, even if you have, like, you know, a day where you have, a
check 1 2 1 2.
I don't know.
Check 1 2.
Or do you do any do your laundry there that day? The donations would go to whatever.
I can.
Like, you know, they do a shaky. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I'm always open to cool ideas.
I've never heard of a laundry mat fundraiser, but.
Yes, but I know. Bomb. I do stuff that other people don't do. It's dope.
I mean, if you give away millions, I need to get a million laundry
mat. Million quarters, maybe.
All right, let's do this.
You have my card. If you come up with, say, a laundromat will
be ready. All right, I'm already recording.
Or whatever. Open up. I'm happy to help.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. If we can have Brian Kay lead us in the flag salute.
Color guard attention. For the audience, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Color guard, advance the color.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Secretary, if I could have a roll call, please.
Okay. President Thomas.
Here.
Vice President Benjamin.
Here.
Secretary Hendry. Here. Treasurer Hopp.
Here.
Okay. Ms. Havard.
Here.
Ms. Meyer.
Here.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Here.
Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Guevara.
Here.
Ms. Skelton.
Here.
Mr. Kamara?
Here.
Okay. Mr. Willeko? Mr. Anand?
Present.
Mr. De La Cuesta?
Here.
Ms. Padden?
Here.
Mr. Lynn?
Here.
Mr. Luna?
Here.
Mr. Marabi?
Here.
Ms. Arzola? We have a quorum.
Very good. We have a quorum and we can conduct business. Next, comments from the chair. The only thing I have, a couple things. We do need to, in old business, make a decision on the flagpole banners, the light pole banners. So we are going to make a decision either way on that. And besides that, Kevin James, the president of the Department of Public Works, wants to come and speak with us in October. So we have that coming up. Moving on, Secretary's report. Mr. Secretary, do you have anything for us?
We had the June minutes were posted. Some copies are over on the desk. I'm sorry they were a little late, but they're there for review. I guess we would entertain a motion to approve the June.
I make a motion that we approve the June minutes.
Seconded.
With that, I call for the vote. Mr. Secretary.
President Thomas.
I vote yes.
Vice President Benjamin?
Yes.
Secretary Hendry, aye. Treasurer Hopp?
Aye.
Ms. Havard?
Aye.
Ms. Meyer?
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Guevara?
Aye.
Ms. Skelton?
Yes.
Mr. Kamara? Mr. Kamara, how come I heard a voice saying he was here? Do I see him in the room? Somebody pull a slight tease on me? Okay. Mr. Willeko. Mr. Anand.
Aye.
Mr. De La Cuesta.
Aye.
Ms. Padden.
Aye.
Mr. Lynn.
Aye.
Mr. Luna.
Aye.
Mr. Marabi.
Aye.
Ms. Arzola. Passes.
Very good. Do you have anything else for us, Mr. Secretary?
The VANC meeting is available, I think, tomorrow night. It is a very good source. They had great long discussion on treasurers from people from Dunn. We're taking questions for the treasurer. There are many good sources of information there if anyone wants to go. I will go.
Very good.
I was under the impression it had been canceled.
It's been canceled.
Thank you for informing me. Okay. Then I won't go.
But the August meeting,
yes.
The August meeting
is back on.
But the, this one is canceled.
Okay. Thank you for having better sources.
Moving on for the treasurer's report, the only thing we're not doing any funding in the month of July because it is the beginning of the new fiscal year and we are switching over our checking accounts. So there is bureaucracy and red tape going on downtown. So we don't have any funding on the agenda tonight. With that, I turn it over to Ms. Hopp for the treasurer's report.
That in August on the 16th. Are we working? Oh, yeah, just swap it out. It's driving me crazy. Okay. Okay, good. I'll speak loud. On August the 16th will be the budget advocates or budget day, and they're doing their thing. They set their agenda. They've allotted their funds for it. They've got their speakers lined up and how they're approaching the budget this time. And they're meeting with the mayor and the deputy mayor, Rick Cole, earlier than last time. So that's a good thing. And that's it. So we just need to approve my report, which is in your hands for June. We spent $672.46. Much of that went for the cleanup, which we talked about before, which was a success, I understand. And Kathleen, you have how many volunteers signed up from St. Elizabeth's?
Well, I think there was 68. There was a total of 86 volunteers that showed up. So I was really... No? Candida, would you like to tell us how many? Oh, okay. Okay, I got it in the parish bulletin. I was really lucky about that. And I'm going to be searching out for the different churches around the neighborhood here for Van Nuys Neighborhood Council. And possibly the ministers and the clergy will be attending these meetings, which I think will be really, really terrific. I'm for that. Okay.
All right, so, sorry. So you've heard we spent $672.46. We had a little money left over, which was supposed to be slid onto the card, but since it's frozen, we're not sure it's in limbo at this point, but we'll find out soon. So that's all we need, and we just need to take a vote on the reports, and it has to be in the minutes, and I need to know who's doing what, so please speak up.
So without objection, I make a motion that we adopt the treasurer's report. With that, Mr. Secretary, I call for the vote.
Okay, just a second. I'm a little slow tonight, but I will catch up. Okay. President Thomas.
Yes.
Vice President Benjamin.
Yes.
Secretary Hendry. Aye. Treasurer Hopp.
Aye.
Ms. Havard.
Aye.
Ms. Meyer.
Aye.
Mr. Lazarevitz.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Guevara.
Aye.
Ms. Skelton. Okay, thank you. Mr. Kamara? No. Okay, Mr. Ruleco? No. Mr. Anand?
Aye.
Mr. De La Cuesta?
Aye.
Ms. Patton?
Aye.
Mr. Lynn?
Aye.
Mr. Luna?
Aye.
Mr. Marabi?
Aye.
Ms. Arzola? It passes.
Very good. With that, we will jump right into public comments, and I'm just going to go right through the pile here, guys. First up, Norma Rosen. Norma Rosen, you are recognized for 2 minutes. Thank you, Miriam.
Bring it down. Bring it down.
Just bend it.
Why not? Hello, are you there? Are you there? Fine. Okay. The city installed a handicap driveway on my corner house sidewalk, which I thought unnecessary because my driveway could have been used just a few feet away. Anyway, now after chopping my bushes and plants of 40 years care and growth, it looks disastrous. And all I would appreciate if they would replant so it would look attractive again. I have a corner house, Silmar, just off of Burbank Boulevard. Is there anything I could do about this? That's it.
Well, thank
what was
you,
your
Norma?
Cross street, please? What was your cross street, Silmar, and what?
I'd appreciate
Burbank?
If they Burbank. Just south of Burbank Boulevard, one block, and Silmar Killian, corner house. They did leave their, they still left their signs there, which should be completely removed.
Yeah, it's in your...
You're in Sherman.
Yeah, well,
did you
both.
Did you? We'd love to have you, Norma.
Is it all right? I'm visiting.
We love having you here. Have a seat.
All right, thank you very much, Ms. Rosen. Coming up next, we have Lillian De Lorza. Loza? How am I pronouncing that wrong? I am, aren't I?
Good evening. My name is Lillian de Los Gutierrez. I am the new community relations manager with Metro, working on the East San Fernando Valley Transit Corridor Study, and will be coming regularly as much as I can to your meetings because I'm also going to be helping you with issues with regard to Metro in the San Fernando Valley. So I'm delighted to be here. And if you have any questions, I do have cards. My number is 213-922-7479. That's it. And I'll be coming and sharing information on the project as we move forward. We are planning for meetings this fall, so I'll be coming back.
Card, please.
Lillian de Losa Gutierrez.
Lillian, before you go, just real quick, on our agenda, 8L is discussion and debate of installing a Marilyn Monroe statue at the Orange Line station in Van Nuys.
Correct. Mr. Martin has already reached out to Metro on that.
And so you're in contact with the Metro?
I've been in contact with the art people, and they're trying to get me the policy.
Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Martin.
Thank you so much.
Very good work.
Thank you.
All right, next up is our own Roland Guevara.
That's what she was saying. This is what confused me because it didn't have any name. I knew she said who that is.
Would you hold this time, Mr. Burst?
Thank you.
Can I give us 10 minutes to you so we can hear from you for 20 minutes?
Oh.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Roland Guevara. I'm part of the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council. And I brought a DVD of the new opening of the brewery that we have here, but I don't have the projector to project, so I can't project. But I have here something that I promised to bring. For our post office.
Wow.
Can you turn it to the
We love you. More now than ever.
One moment.
He's going to show you just a sec. Oh, it's beautiful.
I just have four hands.
Oh, wow. Even better than the first one. Yeah, the beauty mark. Yeah, well, it's probably before she,
Very good, Roland.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Howard, do you have?
It was when she was really young. She was skinny still.
Jeanette printed it out. Do you have the copies of all that stuff we have to approve? I think we'll have to September. The strategic plan, this and that. She gave us a packet.
Yeah, I didn't have enough office. For everybody.
Do you, you have one at least? You have one at least? September to approve it. Get into the meat and potatoes of it. Thank you, Karina. Very good. Thank you very much.
Since I'm up here and I got some more minutes, I want to,
out of breath.
I want to say that I'm stepping down from the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council. This is my last day. I appreciate working with you guys. I enjoy the work that you're doing, and I'm not gone forever. If you need me for anything, you got my number. Thank you.
Well, Roland.
Oh, we're sorry to hear that.
Thank you, Roland. Let's give him a round of applause. Thank you for your service, Roland.
Yes.
Very good, sir. Up next, Julio Anliu. LAUSD.
Oh, hey.
There's water.
Good evening, board members, board president. My name is Julio Onlu, and I am the federal representative for LAUSD school board member Monica Ratliff. I just wanted to take the time to introduce myself. I will be attending regularly the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council meetings. I will leave my card. I will pass my card down. We oversee Van Nuys High School, Van Nuys Elementary, and we know some locations and schools are endemic to graffiti. So please let our office know, let me know, and we will send some LASPD to canvas the area and school. Okay? Thank you very much. And I will leave my business card and pass it on.
Thank you, sir.
Any questions for me?
I have a question. You said you would be attending our meetings?
Yes, correct.
Regularly?
Yes.
We have an open seat for
a school rep.
Would you like to take that seat?
I will relay the message to the board member and the chief of staff and see if they're comfortable with me being part
of that.
Are you
with Tamar's office?
No, Monica Ratliff's.
Okay.
Oh, oops, she's tough.
Well, either way, the invitation is there for you, and we would love to have you sit as a school's rep.
Thank you very much.
That would be absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
Are you at Van Nuys High School?
No. Our field office is in Sun Valley. It's in front of Poly and next to Bird Middle School.
Oh, you're near Poly, yeah, because Monica's over there rather than
She's great.
Yeah. Okay. She is. She's fine. But
thank you. And again, we cover all the schools east of the 405.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Let us know about that. Run it up the flagpole and let us know what happens.
We'll do. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Like you said.
All right. Up next, Javier Hernandez. Javier Hernandez, going once.
I've been coming here, and
I don't remember what the first seat. Oh, yeah.
The power.
Hi, good evening. My name is Javier Hernandez. I am here with the Stop LAPD Spying Coalition. I'm a lifelong resident of Van Nuys, and I would like for you to hear us out and let us present to you more detailed in the future what our coalition is about and what our work is based on. You'll be hearing from two of our ladies in the coalition, and they'll explain a little bit more of what the coalition is doing in other parts in the city. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. Up next, we have Shani Casella.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Shani Casella, and I am a fellow resident of the Valley and a member of the Stop LAPD Spying Coalition. We kind of went out of order here. We kind of hoping that Jamie would go first, but that's okay. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the campaign to rescind Special Order 1 and the iWatch program. Our coalition has already had this motion to rescind this program endorsed and adopted by the Rampart, Lincoln Heights, Boyle Heights, and South Central Los Angeles Neighborhood Councils, and along with the Los Angeles Human Relations Board of Commissioners. A letter has been drafted to the LAPD commissioners expressing concerns of the SARS or suspicious activity reporting program that goes along with the Special Order 1. The letter expresses concerns over this program and its detrimental impact on communities throughout the city. The letter further calls for public hearings to be hosted by HRC in neutral spaces throughout the city to address concerns of racial profiling related to the SARS program. Special Order 1 and SARS program only serves to criminalize everyday non-criminal activities, which my colleague Jamie will go more into later, and sets a dangerous predictive policing precedent. This is something that's unhealthy for our neighborhoods from South Central all the way here to the Valley. It's not something that we need in Los Angeles, and we would like to talk to you a little bit more about that. Jamie will go into more detail, but we'd love to make a presentation to you guys more fully later. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Shani. Up next, Jamie Garcia.
Hi, good evening, everybody. My name is Jamie Garcia. I'm a registered nurse in Los Angeles, and I'm also a member of the Stop LAPD Spying Coalition. So we were formed in 2011 to research and inform Los Angeles communities about the ever-expanding surveillance technologies that are used by Los Angeles PD on our family and friends and local communities. Today, I want to briefly speak about Special Order 1, which is called the National Suspicious Activity Reporting Initiative. It was launched in 2008 across the United States. So very briefly, because it It does have like a very long history. This allows Los Angeles Police Department to open up investigations on people for using photography in public, binoculars in public, videography in public, drawing in public, without any criminal predicate. Now, the word criminal predicate means there's no probable cause, there's no reasonable suspicion, something called a reasonable indication is used. So it's based on the presumption of the police officer looking at you and deciding whether or not a criminal activity is occurring. These files are then uploaded into fusion centers. The largest fusion center is actually located in Norwalk. It's called the Joint Regional Intelligence Center. Recently, ACLU was able to, through a court battle, release 3,000 SARs from a fusion center that's located in Northern California. There's about 85 nationwide. So these files are not accessible to the general public. An individual cannot, like through a Freedom of Information Act request or through a Public Records Act request, obtain one of these. You actually have to be kind of formally organized and go through a court battle to obtain these suspicious activity reports. So after they're uploaded into fusion centers, they are able to be shared nationally and internationally. Nationally, 18,000 law enforcement agencies from DHS to tribal to campus police are able to access these suspicious activity reports. So basically, we're seeing NSA has come home. We're looking at local data collection and investigation on everyday people involved in everyday activities. So like Shawnee had said, the Human Relations Commission has gone through our research. I have three packets of our research ranging from different think tanks. We have the Public Research Associates. We have information from, I'm so sorry. So anyway, so we're asking three things real quickly, is that you can hear us out longer so we can share our research with you, so that you, so in order to give a 10-minute presentation, that you join the four other neighborhood councils that have actually resolved and asked LAPD to resend this Special Order 1, and that also that you support the Human Relations Commission of Los Angeles City and to host a hearing here, or just basically verbalize that you support these hearings. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
And then I also just wanted to pass.
Very good. Up next, we have Miriam Fogler. Miriam. So, Jamie, if you want to come and do a presentation next month, just email info@vnnc.org, and we'll put you on the agenda, and we can get more into this.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Miriam, you're recognized for 25 minutes.
I wish. It is. Life is too short. You got that right? Yeah. I want to let you know that we keep noticing one thing. I know I'm beating a dead horse with the video conferencing, but I think that there's a lot of things that we can get with the video conferencing that we need is for emergency services in case if there is an emergency to connect over the hill, because I don't know how any communication will be. I think it would be a tremendous help that we can at least have somebody there that can hook it up if we need to communicate. I'm hoping that sometime when the economics gets better, I'm hoping so, that people will want to have it back on. But in the meantime, I guess what we'll have to do is maybe we can ask our representatives have buses that can take people from the valley here and to attend meetings down here in Los Angeles, since there is no alternative way of communicating besides Channel 35 for those that don't have it, which are very few in number. Most people don't have it. So, you know, this is the alternative. I guess we'll have buses. I'm requesting that. Grandma, I'd like to have buses available that people can take a bus down to City Council downtown. If you know this is something that we need really bad, and I really appreciate it if we can get this going, because a lot of people would be interested in doing that, because obviously we don't have the video conferencing going, and hopefully when the economics get better, then that can happen. And secondly, I like to also push for having the streets cleaned, the sidewalks and the trash cans. I'd like to have our Van Nuys looking like it used to be. Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam.
You're welcome.
You're going to be up after, yes, Donna, you're on our list. Up next, we have Latice Williams.
She's not here yet.
Very good. We'll put that off to the side. Paul Anand, Chairman Paul Anand.
Okay, so this is more of a general comment for just want to let everyone know. Most of you know that I have 7-Elevens in the area. I have one right here on Victory and Sylmar. And I just want to let you know that I'm doing a grand opening, that I have opened another store right here in your district, and I've taken over the store that's located on Sherman Way and Hazeltine. And so we've done a great job cleaning it up. We've we've totally redone the cooler, a brand new vault, LED inside all the way throughout, and totally updated it. And I think you're going to like it. We now have hot foods there, and running a lot more staff, and taking out that the payphone that a lot of people had a problem with. That was out front. That was attracting attention, and the loitering has been fixed up. So. Please, I encourage everyone to go. This Friday, we're going to be having a raffle, and we'll be giving free Slurpees to everyone who comes.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Anand. And last but certainly not least, it's Candito Maraz.
Can you go ahead and pass these out to the board members, each and every one of them? Thank you, Mr. President. Stakeholders, for those of you who do not know, we lost a hero in our community. Father Rodolfo D'Agostino passed away on Saturday. He was ill for almost 2.5 weeks. We visited him on a daily basis over at St. Joseph. If you remember, Mr. President, he came before you, and he said very clearly, he said, I don't want you to see me as a father or pastor. I want you to see me as a community member. And that's the way he wanted to be seen. And I hope that's the way we see all clergy, is that they're here as just as community members, not as leaders of a church or whatever it is that they represent. I met with Father, the pastor, Father Vito, earlier today. We're going to name the food bank after Father Rodolfo. We also spoke with Bishop Wilkerson. He's a very close friend of Mr. Hernandez from the food bank, so we're going to coordinate all this, and we've already contacted the council office, Ms. Martinez's office, in regards to having some kind of event for him, and also they will adjourn the first meeting when they get back from recess in honor of Father Rodolfo. For those of you who don't know or didn't know him, there were many, many times it didn't matter who you were, that you could knock on the door and Father Rodolfo would give you money. He would give you whatever he had. And he only asked one thing, that you would not mention it to anyone. So he was just an absolutely wonderful man. He was sent back to be buried next to his mother in Italy. And so I hope that, we've lost somebody. We hope we'll find somebody else like him. What you have here are the information from from the food bank in regards to the last 6 months. You can see each month how many families, how many individuals. So we're over 5,000 individuals. Sometimes they are repeats, sometimes they're not repeats. But all of these individuals are from our area here. They're not homeless. They're less than 3 or 4 people. They're families. They're individuals. They're just people that are struggling, trying to make ends meet, and this is how we're doing this. One of the things that we're going to do is utilize these individuals. We have over 5,000 people. We're going to make sure that we utilize them in helping community events, doing cleanups. There is one problem, Mr. President. There was a call from an individual, a woman, stating that there was some problems with the church, and they're going to do a full investigation. One thing that the Archbishop does is if there's a complaint, they investigate it completely. So we will do a completion on that, okay? And I'll give you an update.
Good work, Candy.
There's no connection other than the fact that Father felt that it was something that we should be part of as far as the neighborhood.
And then let us know when the renaming is for the food bank.
You got it.
And we'll get that in the paper, too. Very good. That
concludes.
Add a
comment, Mr. Chair. Kathleen Padden and I were at Father Rodolfo's funeral. In addition to having been there, I did see John and who did he say was with him? Oh, and Piper for a short time.
He did absolutely great work. Candy took me over there. We put him on the front page about 6 months ago, and he will be missed in the community. Yes, of course, Donna. We you're recognized for 2 minutes.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah, so anything I think it's great about the 7-Eleven. I hope you have the drink called Simply Orange. I saw one at 7-Eleven with the mango. Anyway, yeah, I totally agree with Miriam about having access over and other than North Hollywood, but having it over in, you know, Van Nuys or, you know, to a way to get to that, because that's a central area, to be able to get to City Hall. So a bus from Van Nuys to be able to go to it, because North Hollywood's a bit far. You know, it takes me a half hour to get over to North Hollywood. So anyway, and yes, we do need, I like to have an area so we can have these trucks going around and clean up Van Nuys. And if we had these things, then people could volunteer and be able to put the trash in the trucks. So that would be nice. And then people might think well of Van Nuys, because that's what we need, to bring some Van Nuys pride back. I live most of my life in Van Nuys, now commonly known as Lake Balboa. But when I was there, it was Van Nuys. So I still call myself the Van Nuys girl. So, and with Van Nuys, because it was Van Nuys. And so I said, we need to bring up some, I like to be able to have really snazzy's place over there, and you know where the government center is, if whatever, like the post office, I don't know, something around there that attract attention, you know, to make people want to come to Van Nuys, but I haven't figured out what yet that will be. So and maybe people can come up with a contest or something. Anyway, as I said, we need to have Van Nuys video conferencing coming back, because in the long run, that's the only way that city council will hear you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Donna. All right, that concludes our public comments for tonight. Latisse Williams, when she comes in, we'll jump back to that. We are going to go with committee chairperson's reports. Maria, you had a successful committee meeting a couple weeks ago. You want to brief the council and our constituents on that, please? Who's your buddy?
My buddy name is, what's your name? What? Jalen. Okay.
Hi, Jalen. We have a youth seat available.
One reason why I do have Jalen here. Uh-oh, he's taking a picture. While I do have Jalen here is because at every meeting, I'm going to start bringing a youth. We need to let people in the community know that we support our youth. Okay? So this young man is doing good. He is a church member at Rock of the Valley. He's there every Sunday. He's there on Tuesday for Bible study. And he helps with the Sunshine Band youth group and the mission passing out food. So he do a lot. And he tells his little friends about the church and bring his little friends and buddies to church too. So if we start taking pictures, like we'll take a picture with this young man, put him on our website, and let the community know that Van Nuys Neighborhood Council do support our youth. We do care for our youth, and we want to give them that recognition when they are doing good. You know, our kids get all of the negative, everything that they're doing negative, but let's support them for the positive, and not just their mom and dad and family members supporting them for the positive. Let people know that Van Nuys Neighborhood Council support the kids being positive, okay? So maybe a little later, if a few of us would like to take a photo with him, so that way we can put it on our website, and okay?
That's perfect.
Thank you. Yes, I had a great outreach meeting with Mr. Q. He was a star. He was a star there. We came up with a lot of good things. We came up, Latisse, you've probably seen it, of course. She had a lot of hits on our website for the free sign language classes. She's going to do that. She's going to speak on that. Another thing that we came up with was start helping our community. So I came up with a thing called Knock Knock Cleanup. which we just start going to different business, just knock on their door and just with our Van Nuys Neighborhood Council t-shirt on and start cleaning up. I don't care if it's like 10 or 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever the situation may be. Let's clean up because we want to offer a great program. What is it, Sick La Vida?
Sick La Vida.
Yeah, we want to have that, but we want the community to be able to post their flyers, put our flyers in their business. But why would the business put our flyers in their business when they don't know anything about us or we're not doing anything to support them? So if we do a knock-knock cleanup and go clean up the business and let them know that we are there for them, maybe that would help. So that's one. And I run the young man. I'm glad the police is here. We're still having a problem at Van Nuys Park. She, which is the director, Ms. White there, she's having an extremely bad problem with the drug problem there. It's extremely bad. She says she is speaking to someone at the police department, but she can't get no help. It's like a police car will come through there maybe once every 2 hours, but that's still not enough. You got people there doing a lot of drugs there. So please, she says she's trying, so please let's help her and support her on that. Thank you, Candino. There's a show, I don't know if y'all heard of it. It's called Missing, when a lot of kids go missing. It's a show called Missing. I was wondering if there was a way, if we can tap into have some of the community members or anyone, if their kids are missing, let them go to whoever handles our website. Let them post and let them know that, hey, my child is missing, and let that go on our website. That's another way of letting the community know that, yes, we do support you, and we do care that your child is missing, okay? Thank you so much for all of your help at my outreach meeting. It was awesome. We had people there, like Latisse, the free sign language class. I think she sent people a link to the puppets. She wants to do a puppet class. We had a young lady there for the book writing, which was great. She wrote her own books. We had an actor there, which is great. We had a young lady that came from Atlanta, Georgia, from shooting her video out here just to come in and stop in. So we had a great meeting. Thank you again.
Thank you, Maria. Carino, your plum meeting is next week?
Yeah, it's next week, July 15th. The starts at 6:30. Should I do an announcement?
Are you and Paul doing a joint committee meeting, or have you guys discussed that?
Yes, we're going to do have a beautification committee in regards to the Great Streets Initiative. Maybe Paul could maybe explain.
Right. So what we're going to do is. At 6 o'clock, we'll go ahead and we'll have in the same location. We'll have the government affairs meeting, where we'll talk about some of our policies that we wanted to go over. Then after that, we'll get into our plum meeting, and we're going to have our beautification committee meeting. And the beautification committee, we want to do this Great Streets Initiative, where basically what we want to do is we want to come up with a plan to help support the entire area. And not just say that, okay, this is going to be a one time, we're just going to do something. Let's try and revitalize, as we've decided, from the mayor has decided that the area from, and correct me if I'm wrong, Guillermo, it's the area from Victory Boulevard to Oxnard Street. Correct. Is that correct? Victory Boulevard to Oxnard Street on Van Nuys Boulevard will be part of the Great Streets Initiative. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to come up with a set of ideas that can help, that we can relay to your office and to the mayor, et cetera. And then also we want to look and see if there's some way we can work with the property owners and come up with some guidelines that maybe could help possibly convert it into a business improvement district and to try to raise all the property values and try and revitalize the whole area. So that's one of the things that's going to be our main, I think, main point we want to talk about in our co-committee.
Very good. Thank you, Paul. A couple things for your committee. You're meeting next Tuesday at 6?
That's correct.
At 6 for the...
Next Tuesday at 6
for Paul's committee and then 6:30 for Plum, right?
Yes.
And that's...
Just a couple things I'd like you guys to address. One is the bylaws.
Downtown has, I wouldn't say shoved down our throat, but given us bylaws that aren't really our bylaws.
Right.
So if we want to readopt the old ones, I have no problem with that. But let's officially do it through the Government Affairs Committee, mm-hmm. and then we'll put it through Executive and the General Council meeting. So it's all official. Howard did some research and found that they just blatantly posted the new bylaws without us even reviewing it. And
I did that. I apologize.
No, I'm saying on the Empower LA website.
Oh, okay.
No, you did nothing wrong, believe me.
Okay.
You're totally good. So just a couple things from the chairmanship over here is readopt the old bylaws, have that come out of your committee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to be on the safe side, or just to have him address it.
Okay.
Well, because they basically are saying
these new bylaws
are what you go by now.
What they did was they added some language, I believe, to the bylaws. What they were supposed to do is they had some new rules or something like that that they sent out an email about that was supposed to be part of the bylaws. Yet
they changed the whole thing.
As you're saying, they've changed
the whole thing. Howard has done some research.
Okay. Basically, the story is that on January the 26th, 2014, Dunn posted on their website that our bylaws had been modified and changed and voted on. And they went ahead and posted on the Dunn website under the category of the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council that these were our bylaws. We have never
seen them.
Motioned, voted on,
ratified,
and accepted these new bylaws. The bylaws that are governed, that we are governed by, are dated July of 2012, of which I have the copy right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only thing that has ever been voted on by the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council. They completely modified all the wording within these bylaws and to suit their own purpose. We reject that blatantly.
So, Paul,
very good. So, Paul, just to go over the bylaws, and then the other thing was because our website's up, because we send our agendas downtown and the person sends them out on our behalf, our Brown Act posting requirements will be less than what we have to do now. So if that goes to your committee also, all we'll have to do is post on the front door here, and we will not be in violation of the Ralph M. Brown Act. That's all I have. Anything you want to come up with is, you know,
I had sent you previously some of the other stuff regarding reviewing the standing rules.
Perfect. The only reason I didn't get the agenda done last time was it was too late before the posting. But if you work with Carino on this, we will get it done, posted, and we'll be good to go for the meeting next Tuesday.
Okay.
Thank you for your service, sir, on that. I appreciate it.
I'm not done.
And then Karina's not done. So, Karina, what's going on with the Plum Committee?
I think this Saturday, a bunch of neighborhood councilors does these Plum Committee workshop in which different neighborhood council meet as regards to plan use issues like development, entitlements. And I would like some of the Plum Committee members hopefully to come to these meetings because they're very important because they're changing some of the codes, some of the agendas as far as what's going to happen, as far as all these new initiatives and changing LA, especially Van Nuys. So there's a lot of questions and a lot of answers that need to be made by the planning department as far as, you know, what kind of development is good for the community and, you know, and what kind of things that we need as besides more density, but open space and parklets as far as the area. So I invite everybody from Plum, if they have the opportunity. It's a Saturday at 10:30. It's going to be at Glassell Park, but I'll send it to my Plum Committee members and let them know before. And also, this is a shameful plug because before I became a neighborhood council member, I'm doing a documentary on urban planning, design, and architecture. And I've interviewed some of the board members here and also some of the stakeholders, especially Miriam and Donna. And I interviewed Penny Meyer and John Henry about, you know, what they want as far as the future. And I'm doing a Kickstarter campaign. It's a crowdfunding drive that hopefully will pay for the expense of finishing this documentary film, because as we see now, LA is changing. We're starting to take more public transportation. We're rethinking how we live in our communities and how we're more active in our neighbors' well-being and the quality of life issues. And to document that is probably very interesting. But you could go to Kickstarter.com and do a search on Broad-Minded City, or you could go to my website, broadmindedcity.org, and learn about the documentary I'm working on. And hopefully board members could hopefully pitch in, you know, the drive as far as, you know, what I'm doing, and hopefully you enjoyed it. I definitely think Miriam's going to be a star for this film.
Go ahead. Carino, what's the target dollar?
It's $50,000. It's to hire a full-time editor, color correctionist, get archival footage in regards to the thing is that it's based on urban sprawl and what Frank Lloyd Wright did back in the early 1920s, Broad Acre City. If you go to the website, you get almost an understanding, because some people believe that Broad Acre City was sort of the precursor of urban sprawl, which we're seeing right now. So I thought it was trying to explore the relationship between urban sprawl and Broad Acre City.
Expiration date on the...
The expiration date is August 10th.
Okay.
And I just want to say that Mr. Paul Anon did contribute some money, is the very first one who contributed, so I commend him for that. So I greatly appreciate your
Well, it sounds like a great project, and we wish you success.
Yeah. Thanks.
And let me work on an editor for you and a color correctionist for free.
Well,
all right.
Thank you.
Wow.
I think I can do it.
Howard knows people.
I think Maria wants to say, ask.
Yes, Maria Schertzer.
I'd like to have a status update on the negative CIS, which the council voted on and supported last month regarding the project 6908.
All right, we can get that to you.
Has it been done?
No, it hasn't, because you were the one who spearheaded it, and... I don't think we have any communication as far as you know, what the language is as far as the community impact statement. I'd be welcome you to sit down and go over it. You know, it's not my project. It's your project, but I'm willing to help.
Can
you
bring language to the Plum Committee next Tuesday, and we can approve that language out of the committee, and then do the full community impact statement?
How was it handled with the fire station?
What do you mean?
Eric Waleko was having
it. Impact statements
at the meeting where they took the vote, at the very beginning of the meeting where they took the vote, there was a statement made by the individual who sits at the dais, and who stated that, and she's the city clerk, and she stated that the two impact statements that were forwarded but were inadvertently not in the file had been put into the file and were made a matter of record. And then the vote was taken after some testimony, and both Nuri Martinez and one of the other council members speaking, whose area in which it also would be impacted, and then the vote took place.
Okay, so to address the...
It was prepared. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, that one,
Mr. President.
Yeah, there were.
Hey, just hold on, real quick. We're gonna stop this.
Okay.
We're gonna stop this.
Yeah.
If you remember correctly, Mr. Lynn gave us the language for the January one and the April one. Once we had the language, we were able to vote on it as a council. Once we vote on it as a council, I turn it into the people downtown. So, if you can get the language to Carino on Tuesday, next Tuesday, and the language gets out of the Plum Committee, we are happy to vote on it next month. And the minute it passes, this council, I will go home and submit the community impact statement. I have the
We voted on language last month. But that was the language.
Yeah. For your community impact statement?
Mr. President, I have a point of order. Mr. President, I have a point of order.
Yes.
Can we get back on the schedule?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So, Carino, what is the latest status on her community impact statement? It passed your committee.
It did pass the committee, and it went to the general, and it got approved. And I'm willing to help, but I haven't got anything as far as the statement itself, because
let's pull it up. Maria, do you mind if I pull it up? We'll go on with business and come back. Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good word. That's a very good word. Okay, so you want to burn another 2 minutes?
This has nothing to do with the station. This is a community impact statement on a piece of property. It has nothing to do with it.
I'm talking about the impact statement, sir.
Are we not doing chair reports right now?
We are getting back to the chairperson's reports. I will pull up the agenda from last month, and we will look at the language. And if the language is fine and it passed, I'll go submit the community impact statement later on this evening. So, moving on, the Public Safety Committee, Chairman Lazarovitz, you had some special news in regards to our summit.
I got communication with the FBI that we'll have a special agent. They don't know yet who's coming, is it from the Los Angeles field office or from headquarters in Washington, D.C.
Very good work.
As soon as I find out who, I'll let you know. Put it in our news.
Whoa.
Perfect.
All right.
With that, does our LAPD representative want to say hello? All right, well then, we're going to, it's my honor and privilege to put Guillermo on the hot seat. Guillermo, what's going on at Nuri Martinez's office?
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for bringing me into the front. Had one thing to mention aside from once again, thank you to everyone for the help and everything at the cleanup that we had the other day. It was a lot of work done, and it was a very warm day. There's a lot of volunteers, but thank you to everyone and for everything, for the cooperation, for the help, for the food and everything. It was a great, incredible help. Also, I wanted to go ahead and mention that. We are working on planning the movies here at the Government Center Thursdays in August. That's what we're looking at right now. We're working on it. And it's part of a plan that for revitalizing the Civic Center. It's very important to the councilwoman to make sure that not only is the Civic Center or the Government Center cleaned up, but also made an area that people can come to and congregate and have a great time in. And it's a place that, to make sure that it's a place that people can be in and feel safe. And something that was started when we went ahead and did the cleanup, when we did the cleanup with the community members, as well as the power washing that was done by one of our city departments, and also the grass installation out in the back. So it was a lot of work, but it's part of a plan to make sure that the Government Center goes through a revitalization. I also wanted to go ahead and aside from letting the council know that. We're planning on doing the Thursday night movies in August. we're working on it, but we won't be needing any funding. But we'll be working on it, and we want it. And as soon as, you know, as the plan is up and running, we'll go ahead and let you know that we can start, you know, getting it out to the people so that they know to come by. So, but yeah, we're still working on it. And that's pretty much
it. Did you want to burn another 2 minutes? No, we're just. You are, but it would be the third time that you've spoken, which would be another 2 minutes, so you'd be down to. Okay, well, we can't count your seconds, Candy. We got to.
Counting minutes.
All right, Candy, you're recognized.
First of all, again, kudos for what the council office did in regards to the cleanup. It was organized, what you've done with the grass area there. I would like a copy of the sign-up sheet to see where everybody was, because mainly what we had were volunteers from other groups, nonprofits, et cetera. So I'm asking you publicly here that I would like to have that sign-up sheet with volunteers that day. So I'll be checking with you by the end of the week so we can have a list.
Okay.
That thing keeps making noise every time.
I asked you for a copy of your email, so I'd like to once again request it. Because Dunn stated that I can request it verbally. And
I believe that's wrong, and it needs to be in writing, so. Okay, very good. All right, Howard, you were recognized for your street vending committee.
Okay. On June the 25th, we called to order at 6:30 p.m. a special committee to address street vending within the city of Los Angeles, dealing with CF 13-1493. And discussed the findings of that committee so far has been that we feel that there is no motion, nowhere in the motion is the subject of bonding, licensing, or insuring those individuals that will conduct business as street vendors. There's no planned health check for the merchandise that they will be selling as to the efficacy of the food. Or the origin of the material that they'll be selling. Also, it was discussed that the materials could be, according to the motion, sold on any parkway within the city of Los Angeles, which would include every sidewalk on every street within the city of Los Angeles. And that would mean that if you were a restaurant owner on Van Nuys Boulevard, on the sidewalk or the parkway, someone could set up a like restaurant and sell merchandise in the form of food to individuals right outside your front door. We just found that the motion itself was flawed. We intend to, after the 25th of this month, have one additional meeting, at which point the findings of the committee will be forwarded to the executive board to be voted on for a motion to be sent to the city council with a community impact statement with our findings.
Very good. Very good work, Mr. Benjamin. Yes, sir. Just real quick.
Yes, I would like to speak to the neighborhood council. My name is Carlos Medina, and I'm from the Office of Assembly Member, Adriana Sarian. And I have three announcements to do, and one of them is very good news. Yesterday, the Governor O'Brien signed into law the AB 577, the bill, introduced by their own Assembly Member from this area, who is going to allow the installation of the above ground or the rail train transit along the Los Angeles Metro Orange Lane. So that's a good news for everybody here because I know, you know, the traffic is very, you know, crowded. And the other two announcements, I would like to also to thank Maria and Pastor Purdue for the Rock of the Valley Church and also for the Neighborhood Council for partnership with us for the two announcements I have to do. One of them is for the California Driver's License Forum. We want to have it Friday, August 15, 2014, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the Church of the Way. That's one. And the other one will be the donation from the blood and the plan of the healthcare. It's going to be on September 5th in the Rock of the Valley Church, too, from 11 to 5 p.m. And that will be the announcements I have from the Assembly Member Nazarian to the Council.
Well,
Very good. Thank you very much. All right, moving on, getting back to Maria Schertzer. First of all, laggard is a very good word. I just looked it up. It means a person who makes slow progress and falls behind others. So very nice word there. The Plum Agenda items that I found, 6908 Vesper Avenue, request to action for a community impact statement on the proposed property. The VNNC Plum Committee Board members to vote on the non-support of case number DIR 2013-3200-DB and to be submitted to the Planning Department as well as to the attention of Councilwoman Nuri Martinez and Chief of Staff Jim D'Antona. Without objection, if you want me to submit that community impact statement with that exact language, I'm happy to do that. What were you looking for us to do? But that's what the language says, to vote on the non-support.
Non-support means we're not in.
So that the Plum Committee voted to not support the case, right, is my understanding. So if you want, I'm happy to submit this exact language later on tonight. And
it says,
do you have any objection to that, Maria?
Do you want to go over it?
I mean, do you want to
add something?
I will be cutting and pasting this exact language. And we can do another one. You could.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, she has a point. It says to vote on the non-support. If the language is voted to not support, I'm happy to put that in there.
Yeah, because that's.
And then. We'll put that in as a community impact statement. We'll loop in Guillermo and Nuri's office. And any additional actions you want us to take, bring it up to Chairman De La Cuesta next Tuesday. Are we good with that? The exact language is 6908 Vesper Avenue, request to action for a CIS on proposed property. The VNNC Plum Committee board members to vote on the non-support of case number DIR 2013-3200-DB and to be submitted to the Planning Department as well as to the attention of Councilwoman Nuri Martinez and Chief of Staff Jim D'Antona.
Now,
since that action already took place, we can tweak the language to say that the Plum Committee and the full council voted to not support and then case number. You're welcome. Very good.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll get that in. That's very good. With that, I think we are jumping into new business. All right, so 8A, the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, to co-host the license forum that Assemblymember Adrene Nazarian is hosting and sponsoring. This is AB Assembly Bill 60, the event, which his field rep is still in the room. Basically, they have given us permission. We're co-hosting it. We'll have our banner there. All the council members are invited to wear your neighborhood council shirts. And this is a great opportunity to work with our higher-up elected officials. And, we don't have to vote on it. It's just basically an informational thing. The date on that, August 15th for the Assembly Bill 60 event. August 15th.
Flyers on the table also, and also you can go to the website, Assemblymember Nazarian.com.
Is that a church on the way, on Sherman?
Yeah,
Sherman?
There